Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The shortstop, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Hilgendorf. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Hilgendorf. And now, play ball. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hilgendorf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive towards third. Nettles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Broemer for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up towards short. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Baylor moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Baylor moves to third. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is walked intentionally. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cuellar for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hilgendorf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Fosse and he is out, Broemer applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gritch hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Hilgendorf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hilgendorf strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Cuellar covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-1 in the game. Broemer bunts towards the mound. Cuellar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Broemer moves to third. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Broemer tags and scores. Chambliss tags and moves to third. One out. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Fosse reaches second base with a double. Chambliss scores. Foster moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy is walked intentionally. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Hilgendorf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hilgendorf is 0-for-1 in the game. Hilgendorf strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Echeverrin takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuellar bunts towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Echeverrin moves to second. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-2 in the game. Rettenmund strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Broemer hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Chambliss hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Foster reaches second base with a double. Chambliss scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foster scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles juggles the ball. That's an error on Nettles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hilgendorf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Hilgendorf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hilgendorf is 0-for-2 in the game. Hilgendorf strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Echeverrin is hit by the pitch. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuellar bunts towards third. Nettles fields it and has Johnson trapped. There's the throw to Duffy, who tags Johnson for the out. Echeverrin moves to second. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-3 in the game. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. Echeverrin moves to third. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hilgendorf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Chambliss strikes out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Brohmer moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Phil Hennigan now pitching. John Lowenstein now playing left field. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-3 in the game. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger pinch runs for Brooks Robinson. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brouwer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Powell is hit by the pitch. Bellinger moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Bellinger now playing shortstop. Bobby Grich now playing third base. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Duffy hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-3 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Unser for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Oates pinch hits for Andy Echeverrin. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Mike Cuellar. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley strikes out. 2 outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-4 in the game. Rettenmund hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Unser. Rettenmund reaches second base with a double. Don Buford pinch hits for Paul Blair. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.